James chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. When things get tough. At one time or another, we all face difficulties. Is there anybody in here this morning that has never, ever faced a difficulty? I thought Lee was going to raise his hand. He was just putting it around his wife. Whether it is death, sickness, family problems, whether it is struggles with grades in school, or just what to eat for that day, we all go through difficulties. And a question hides behind each one of these difficulties. How do we make sense out of hardship? If we could send a question to God, you know, there's all these columnists out there that love you to send in your questions so they can brilliantly answer these questions. But if we could send questions to God, I think the one question that He would probably get the most, probably guess, why? And although God doesn't quite fill in the blank here, He is not silent on the subject of suffering. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible knows of human hardship and human suffering. It's as if God knew that hardships would come. That He expected it. And I think He did. But what is God's perspective on hardship? Now, I personally don't buy the idea that God causes hardships. I think it's against His nature. On the other hand, He certainly does make use of hardship, doesn't He? It's as if He doesn't want to even let difficulties be wasted. They seem to set a process in motion that improves our character, that improves who we are, that makes us better Christians, better human beings. Now, if this process means we're going to hurt. And it does, doesn't it? We might never choose to go through a hardship. Would we? Now, I'm going to use my son as an example. He doesn't know I'm going to do this. He didn't have a very good soccer year this year. They had some very hard teams to play. And unfortunately, they lost more games than they won. Now, If I thought that he knew that this team was going to lose this many games, he might have wanted to be on one of the winning teams. But the thing is, he didn't. But without the hardship of losing, he has become a better soccer player. He has learned how to lose. Unfortunately, they lost a lot this year, or this season. But he grew from that experience. But do you think he would have chose to be on a losing soccer team? No. Would you choose to go through suffering? No. But it is something that God uses to make us better. God seems to make good a byproduct of suffering if we let Him. And as we understand this, our resentment toward God will be reduced. In fact, God's ability to bring good out of bad is so strong that the Bible puts those words together, joys and troubles, joys and suffering, joys and trials. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. my brothers and sisters, when you have many kinds of troubles and trials, you should be full of joy, because you know that these troubles and trials test your faith, and this will give you patience. At times, and I'm speaking for me, hardships seem about ready to crush me. I will be confused, and I am uncertain how to react during many hardships. I don't know what to do. And at those times, God does seem remote. He seems to be far from us. Doubts of His love begin to creep in, and we wonder about His wisdom. I find it reassuring that when difficulties come and I do get confused, that at these times God asks us to turn toward Him and not away from Him. Because our first tendency is exactly that, to turn away from God. But He begs us, turn toward Him when times are tough. Through the Bible and in my personal experiences, I have seen and know of the care of God. At times in my life when I thought it wasn't going to go forward, God saw to it that things did go forward. When I needed extra support in Germany, at the last minute it always came. When I thought I would never ever in my life find a wife, in the place that I least expected to find a wife, God gave me one. I have found that God is trustworthy. And I am sure many of you too have seen that God is trustworthy even in times of troubles. And so, I know He cares. I feel that the doubt begins to fade away when I know He cares. He also invites me and He invites you to ask Him for strength and wisdom in times of trouble. This is a request that He will not deny. He may not take away the circumstances that cause our trouble or cause our trials or causes our doubt. But He gives us reasons to trust Him. He may not bail me out of my problem, which I probably got into myself. But He does promise to stay close to me and to help me cope with those problems. James 1, 5 through 8. This is still in the context of troubles and trials. But if any of you need wisdom, you should ask God for it. He is generous and enjoys giving to all people, so He will give you wisdom. But when you ask God, you must believe and not doubt. Anyone who doubts is like a wave in the sea, blown up and down by the wind. Such doubters are thinking two different things at the same time, and they cannot decide about anything they do. They should not think they will receive anything from the Lord. In the context of troubles. I like to think of heaven as a place where values get inverted. Things that seem important here and now get flipped around in heaven, so they can be viewed from a different perspective. I mean, it might seem super important that we have a turkey at Thanksgiving. But do you think that is something of great importance in heaven? God helps us to see the other side of the problem. God does have a different perspective from us. He sees things from a different angle. God knows what truly matters, what is truly needed. Is there anything in this life that makes it easier to sort out what really matters? Think about it. Is there any type of experience that shows me the difference between what is temporary and what is permanent? I say yes. It's known as hardship. It forces us to ask questions that we would never, ever otherwise ask, doesn't it? These questions bring us back to the Bible where we are going to seek solutions. And what is the Bible? It's the Word of God. It's how He feels, how He thinks, it's who He is. And it brings us, therefore, to a new and higher viewpoint of our life here on earth. A different angle on all that I experience, both the good and the bad. Imagine this. We reside on the ground floor of forever. We know a little of the final outcome of the matters. And we pick what we consider important, realizing what does and does not have real and lasting value. Let's read James chapter 1. Verses 9 through 11 now. Believers who are poor should be proud because God has made them spiritually rich. Those who are rich should be proud because God has shown them that they are spiritually poor. The rich will die like a wildflower in the grass. The sun rises with burning heat and dries up the plants. The flowers fall off and its beauty is gone. In the same way, the rich will die while they are still taking care of business. God knows our hurts. And He knows how we handle hurts. When time, which seems like forever, is swallowed up by what actually is forever, timelessness, eternal life, we will face a wise and a loving God. Maybe then I will ask why. Maybe then I will know the answer already. Maybe then I will be able to trust my questions to His love and wisdom without insisting upon an answer. In any case, until then, He patiently urges us to trust Him with our hardships and with the hardships of others. Isn't that what Christianity is about? Being there for others and their hardships? We need to realize we are not alone in having hardships and problems in life. But in exchange, God promises us His help now. And later He says He will not forget. In James chapter 1 verse 12, when people are tempted and still continue strong, they should be happy. After they have proved their faith, God will reward them with life forever. God promised this to those who love Him. When I think of the hard times in my life, especially the loss of my mother, I imagine God thinking, here was a beautiful, irreplaceable masterpiece, the life of my mother, created by God Himself in His own image, which has been destroyed. In this ruined world, waiting for His artistic touch to restore that which was my mother. Unthinkable hardships happen upon this earth. Because we know suffering, It is reasonable to ask, God, can you make sense out of this for me? Because we know the promise of a loving God, it is reasonable that He should ask us, can you trust me as you wait for an answer? Some disappointments are heavier than others. They weigh us down so much we wonder if we will ever be able to carry them. We wonder if we will ever recover from their weight. But even minor hardships are a burden, and disappointment is hard to hold. Imagine this. Before life dumps its pain on you, God feels the weight first. Before you are burdened down, God tests the hardship. Is it too heavy? Are you too weary? See, God thinks about you. He cares. Imagine this. While you are carrying that frustration, the unseen arms of God are helping you lift that frustration and to carry some of the weight. It would have been a crushing heartache, but somehow you are able to stand up under the weight because God is there helping you carry it. You see, He doesn't take it away, does He? But God is there to help you carry it. God knows what you are facing today, and He knows how much harder it is to face today when you had a heavy burden yesterday. God knows. God cares. He knows your disappointments. He knows you. He understands that life is sometimes a struggle. And He will never forget your faith. God's love for you knows no limit. He merely asks that you love Him in return and that you trust Him in your hardship. Here is a prayer for us. Lord, keep my faith strong regardless of my circumstances. God is asking us to trust Him. He's asking us to wait for the answer because we may not get that answer till Jesus takes us home. But He will answer us. He asks now only that we trust Him. Have we found God trustworthy is the question. And if we have, are we willing to trust Him in the hardships of now and in the hardships of the future? Are you struggling this morning? Do you need the prayers of the church, your brothers and sisters in Christ? Then come as we stand and sing our invitation song.